Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for December 2018. December sees the shortest day, or the winter solstice, to be precise at 10:23 p.m. on the 21st. Thereafter the sun starts moving slowly north again and the days start drawing out. The moon starts the month new on the 7th, then it waxes or gets larger until the full moon on the 22nd, and then it wanes to reach new moon again early in the new year. Now to the planets that are visible this month. Mercury is a morning object best seen towards the end of the month, low in the southeast, immediately before sunrise. As always, be very careful if you use binoculars to look for it, in case the sun catches you unawares. Venus will be the very obvious object in the morning at the start of the month, and it will be a very bright object visible just before sunrise, low in the southeast. Mars remains a prominent object all night towards the south, in the constellation of Aquarius. Look out for polar ice caps through a reasonably large telescope. Jupiter will be a magnificent sight to look at around 6 a.m. towards the end of the month. Again, an obvious bright object quite high in the sky to the southeast. Binoculars on a tripod will give great views of the four Galilean moons and possibly some stripes on the planet itself. Saturn will just be visible very low in the evening sky, around 30 minutes after sunset, to the southwest, towards the beginning of the month. And of course Uranus in the constellation of Aries and Neptune in the constellation of Aquarius are there to look at if you know where. Right, now there's something else to look out for, meteor showers. December has one of the best meteor showers of the year, the Geminids. And these are at their most active on the night of the 13th-14th of December, when you could expect around 100 meteors or shooting stars per hour. On Christmas Eve, there is another meteor shower expected, the lesser-known Ursids, and these are less active than the Geminids, but expect around 10 per hour. And the radiant, or apparent origin, of the meteor stream is around the Plough in the constellation of the Great Bear. Meteors, or shooting stars, are simply pieces of rock, usually the size of a grain of sand, that race into the Earth's atmosphere and burn up, leaving a bright trail, some very fast and others quite slow. To look out for these meteors, find a nice dark location, wrap up warm, and take a deck chair and settle down and relax and hopefully watch the show. Now on to constellation watching. The prominent constellation of the month is Orion. Most people will recognise this pattern of stars, rising in the southeast at the beginning of the month, and rising earlier each day. As you look at Orion, we will see a bright Betelgeuse in the upper left-hand corner. This is the very large red star that's about to go bang, having reached the end of its current stage of life. Now find Orion's belt, the three stars in the middle. Underneath the belt is a stellar birthing ground, the Great Orion Nebula. And you'll see a fuzzy area, and with binoculars you'll see some stars, which are newly born, with gas still around them. Right, now look to the upper right of Orion. Here is Taurus the Bull, the red star Aldebaran, the Eye of the Bull, and a little further away from Orion, the Pleiades or the Seven Sisters, another of these stellar birthing grounds. You should be able to see around seven big bright blue new stars, around 100 million years or so old, with the gas they form from still around them. And this is another eyesight test. How many stars can you see? Now look to the upper left of Orion and you'll see two quite bright stars. These are the twins Castor and Pollux, the brightest stars of Gemini, the twins. Incidentally, the Gemini meteors I mentioned earlier will appear to stream from around this point. Finally, look at the bottom left of Orion. Better late in the month, you will see a very bright star, and this is Sirius, the dog star, and this is the brightest star in the night sky. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is, as always, a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's all for now, but listen out next month for January's highlights. Bye for now.